Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, where we are sampling the Psalms. God gave us 150 Psalms to instruct us about ourselves, our world, and how we can turn to Him for help. You do realize how helpless you are today. You do realize you're always in great need of God's mercy. Listen to Psalm 28, verse 1. David says, "To you, O Lord, I call, my rock, be not deaf to me, lest if you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary. Do not drag me off with the wicked, with workers of evil, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts." Let me ask you, when is the last time you prayed to God, "Do not be deaf to me"? Do you hear David's desperation? Is our situation much different? I'm 45 years old now. I've lost track of how many funerals I've been to. I've also conducted many services, some of which I've wondered the fate of the departed soul. Many people today live as though they'll never die, and they also live as though they will not have to give an account for their lives. We've all made mistakes. We've all failed to do the things we ought to do. And our consciences inform us we will have to answer for them one day. If you read about David's life, he actually did a lot of awful things. He even murdered a guy. He committed adultery. What makes David different from the wicked he refers to here is he is a man with a heart after God. When David sees his sin before his holy God, he turns and asks for mercy. Do you see his posture? Hands extended out in need to God. And who is God? For those who turn to Him, God is our rock. That is an image of stability and permanence. But in Israel's history, it's also a picture of life-giving refreshment. You remember, Israel was dying of thirst in the desert, and Moses struck the rock and water flowed out. We need to see that we need God to give us life-giving refreshment in our life's journey. David then actually focuses on the wicked in verse 4. "Give to them according to their work, and according to the evil of their deeds. Give to them according to the work of their hands. Render them their due reward, because they do not regard the works of the Lord or the works of His hands. He will tear them down and build them up no more." Should we pray like this? Do we go with a nuclear option that God destroy the wicked? Actually, this week I'll be preaching on how Jesus says to love our enemies and to pray for them. How do we reconcile this? A couple quick thoughts. One, we may live very sheltered lives. If we don't think there are wicked who will continue to destroy, maim, and plunder others unless God stops them. We recognize this is not our vengeance, but rather vengeance is the Lord's. Romans 12:19. Actually, every time we pray, "Thy kingdom come" in the Lord's Prayer, we're praying that the kingdom of Satan be overthrown in this world and those who serve it. Second, Alec Motyer, he notes how inspired psalmists knew less about God than we do now that Christ has come, but they loved Him a lot more than we do. We should remember Jesus' words and His cross when we pray, while learning from guys like David to love God more and to seek His face, to want His kingdom to come. Psalm 28 then makes a wonderful turn as David celebrates God answering his prayer and providing him help. Verse 6, "Blessed be the Lord, for He has heard the voice of my pleas for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to Him. The Lord is the strength of His people. He is the saving refuge of His anointed." David says, "Yes, praise you, Lord, for you've heard me and you've helped me." And David was a mighty warrior, remember? But David is saying, "It's all you, God. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my shield. I was helpless in battle. I was helpless in the battle I call my life journey." And take in the last verse, as David actually prays for you and I. "Oh, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever." Notice the grounds on which David prays for God's people, for us. We are God's heritage. Take that in, my friend. We are God's most precious possession. Let that sink in, and it will change how you think. Before I say the benediction at the end of every church service, I always say, remember who you are and who you belong to, because when you realize you're greatly loved, it changes how you live. Let's close with that final image, God as our loving shepherd carrying us. I know some of us are barely hanging on from day to day. I pray that God will show himself to be your loving shepherd who sees you in your distress, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. In fact, when it becomes too much, he will pick you up in his arms and carry you home. Remember who you are and who you belong to.